This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Move away from the mourning and step into your morning. Move away from the sorrow and step into the joy of your morrow. Move away from the troubles and count the blessings always in doubles. Move away from the manpower and get into the tower of God's power. Move away from the frustrations and let Him have your congratulations. Move away from thinking you've only handful and begin to be thankful. Move away from the manipulation and put on your imagination. Move away from being too fragile and know God's making you agile. Move away from the enemy counsel and follow the Lord's counsel. Move away from the perfunctory and give your life to God as an off tree. When you do these, you will never be downsized but upsized. No downturn but always upturn. Trust God by Ebenezer Coy. Read by Julian Amo.
Make prayer sacrificial. Make prayer sacrificial. Pray even when you don't feel like it. It may involve a sacrifice that goes beyond your normal routine, but the results are infinitely rewarding. Let us turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. I read, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." I read again, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." Make prayer sacrificial. And as you pray, even when you do not feel like it, definitely you will receive results, even when you do not feel like you will be receiving them. The Lord richly bless you. I am Bell Dollar Bill.
Hello listener, you are about to listen to a discussion on the topic, heart. This is the concluding part of the discussion, heart.
Madam, you wanted to add something to
it? Yes, because radish is somehow spicy when you eat it raw. And so, in order, if you cannot take it raw, you can just steam it.
Okay.
Or you prepare stew, when you are about to finish, you just put in and it will get cooked just a bit and then you can have it.
Okay. Let's look at... I think when we were chatting earlier before coming on air, Enoch mentioned that avocados are also good. Tell us.
Yeah, avocado pear is also good for the liver.
What the locals call paya.
Okay, it has a substance called glutathione. Okay, it is an antioxidant substance that we have in pear.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the
so it also removes toxins from the body?
Okay, when I talk about... Yeah, it does that. Okay. But when I talk about antioxidants, you know, the liver is full of metabolism. When you talk about metabolism, chemical reactions are going in here and there in the liver. So it's very active. And because of that, during those chemical reactions, there are so many waste out of these reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And any substance that is called antioxidants helps to clear all those waste out of that come out of the chemical reactions. So that is what this substance in pear dust. That's a glutathione. That's what it does.
Okay.
It helps to clear all the waste substances out that comes out of many chemical reactions in the liver.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's also rich in HDL. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, some years back, some people were spreading it that pear is not good because it contains cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
They just generalized it. But listeners, we have the better ones rather in there, so it's good for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also an anti-inflammatory substance.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about hepatitis, which is inflammation of the liver, because this one helps. It contains an anti-inflammatory property, is going to help reverse the inflammation of the liver or hepatitis.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, we got a listener send a message asking, what is radish? And I wish I could show you a picture.
Yes.
There's no screen on your radio. So the best thing I can say is, since you do not know, even if we describe it, you may not understand. When you go to the vegetable joints where they sell assorted vegetables, not just tomato and pepper and garden eggs, but where
the
they
salad.
Have lettuce, carrots, cucumber, and all those, ask the seller that you want to see radish. The seller doesn't know. If the person is hesitant in showing you, it means maybe the person might just show you a wrong plant. So move to another person until the person confidently shows you what radish is.
Okay, can I describe it?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay, the color is white, and it looks like cassava when you peel off the skin.
Mm, like dirty cassava.
Yes, yes. Mm. And so, and it's small in size.
Mm.
The size is like a carrot.
Mm. A big carrot.
A big carrot, okay? But the color is like cassava.
Mm. Cassava after you've peeled
you take
the
it off
first layer.
White.
Okay.
When you take the brown off, you come to a creamish layer before you actually peel that one off. Yeah.
And when you bite into it, it's a little bit spicy, like chili, pepper.
Mm.
It tastes like pepper.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's crispy,
like banchi.
It will do.
And I think we can also help by maybe spelling it. You can
You write
Google,
it.
Google and get the picture. It's R-A-D-I-S-H, radish. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so our time is up, but let's look at peppermint briefly before we go. I'm told that peppermint is also good for the liver.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young, when somebody mentions peppermint, you think of candy.
Yes.
Yes, but tell us, Madam Dorothy.
And so peppermint, it comes in the form of essence, like we have vanilla essence.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the place where they sell ingredients for making cake, you ask them, you need peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the bottle like vanilla essence, all right? And so that one, you can add it to your drink. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say you prepare your tea or your Milo. Your Milo at home, you can just put a little
in it.
And it's really good for hepatitis patient.
Okay.
Patient who are having hepatitis.
Okay.
And so the essence is active against what? Hepatitis A.
Oh.
It's really good for people who are suffering from hepatitis A.
Okay.
And so this one, you cannot find the plant here, but you can get the essence.
Mm.
And then you can use it effectively.
Okay. I think with the plants too, though they have not paid me, I have to mention that if you go to Relish at Usu, you get the dry plants also there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Today's discussion has been so interesting. Madam Dorothy, you will have
to there's say. One thing left. Olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Olive tree.
Okay.
Okay. And here we don't have the tree, but you can get the oil itself.
And sometimes the olives too. You get it in bottles. And,
okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the preserved ones.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
And so that one too is very good for the gallbladder.
Oh,
if you're having gallbladder dysfunctions, when you take the olive oil, it can help to relieve.
And it's so expensive.
Of course. A small bottle for 20 Ghana and all those stuff.
Yeah.
And so that one, no need to cook with it. Mm. You can drink it raw, just like that.
Mm.
Or you just sprinkle some on your salad.
Right. Mm.
Okay. Mm. And then you can have it.
Okay.
And it's really good for the gallbladder.
Okay.
You just listened to the concluding part of the discussion, Heart.
Or contributions, You can contact us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of Hope.
Welcome to Moment of Truth. I'm a humble servant, Yeboah Kwame Kiansky. And today I want us to consider a topic knowing Him. Knowing Him. Shall we pray? We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our lives today. We thank you for the privilege of your word. Please help us to abide by your word and be great doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In Jonah chapter 1, we know the story of Jonah. A junior prophet of God and a servant of God was sent to Nineveh to rebuke Nineveh of what they are doing. But Jonah insisted. Instead of going to the east, he went to the west and went for a ship which was heading towards Tarsus, just to run from the sight of God. But as we all know the story, the ship was troubled because of Jonah's disobedience. So he was thrown into the sea by those on board. And God, even in these times, though he disobeyed God, God had a plan in store for him. He was swallowed up by a great fish, which the Lord had prepared for him. And in the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed in numerous times that he has sinned against God and heavens, and so he should forgive him. And God forgave him and brought him to the land of Nineveh to deliver the gospel. Here, what I want us to consider is what happened in the belly of the fish. Jonah, though, was a servant of God, but he only had or understood God perfectly when he experienced him in the belly of the fish. He understood God when his weaknesses and his traits were portrayed in front of him naked. And that's what we mean by knowing God. Knowing God means a personal thing. It shouldn't be things that we should wait for the church to do, but we should do it personally. We have to know God, and it should be a personal matter. And so it was after the experience that Jonah understood God perfectly. And so he went to preach to them, and he rebuked them. In the same way, in the New Testament, Simon Peter, one of the industrial disciples after working with Jesus Christ and being taught a lot, who had learned a lot from Jesus Christ, he availed himself to be filled with the Spirit. When Jesus Christ asked, "Who do people say I am?" he proclaimed through the Spirit that indeed you are the Messiah. And that's another point to consider when we know Jesus Christ personally. Peter spent all his lifetime. He could have gone on the sea to fish, but however, he chose to be the fisher of men, not just for fishes. And so when he allowed himself, though he was not educated, he was able to tell that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. So in the day of Pentecost, after they have submitted themselves under the unction of the Holy Spirit, Peter, who was nobody before, stood and 3,000 people were baptized in glorification of God's name, according to Acts chapter 2. And it can happen to our life today. If we surrender our all to Jesus Christ and submit to His Spirit, He will use us in numerous ways we wouldn't ever understand. Also in Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 9, we see a great scenario here. A great and a person who worked with conviction and zeal. Saul, a man who helped in stoning the first martyr, that's Stephen. God met him on the way when he was traveling to Jerusalem. On the way of Damascus, God met him. That Saul, 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 why are you threatening my people? According to Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 9. And Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord? Who are you?" And he said, "I am God that you are threatening me." And he became blind. But when he went to Ananias, he got his healing. And from there, Paul, who even came at the latter part of the gospel workers, became one of the industrious people who worked with zeal. And he wrote many letters. God used him to plant many churches. And these churches worked miraculously to the glorification of name. What am I trying to put across? When we try to know God personally, when we have a personal experience with Him, when we know Him from our hearts, nobody and no one can stop us, even if temptation and trials and troubles comes. Peter, Saul, and even Jonah knew God so much, only when they had experience with Him. So many people worship God today to just show off that they are Christians. But within their hearts, they are not Christian. They just go to church. Many people believe in what they believe in because they don't have a personal experience with God. And believing in God comes as a result of having a personal experience with Jesus Christ and God. And so when we are being baptized, we say, take him as your personal savior. Meaning, personally, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your savior. Not by the influence of your family or your friends or your loved ones, but you have accepted that you take Jesus Christ as your personal savior. So knowing God comes by a personal experience. And when we avail ourselves to the Lord through his Spirit, he will heal us from our problems. And he will take us to greater places that we never imagined. May the Lord be with us all as we try and avail ourselves to the Lord, so that we can know him and know him to the glorification of his name. May his name be praised now and forevermore in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.